I'd like you to sit comfortably and close your eyes while doing this exercise. During this exercise, I'm going to ask you to get in touch with the things that you are struggling with, and also get in contact with your experience of how you deal with these things. Your job is to notice what shows up. First, notice your position in the room, where you are seated. Notice the parts of your body that are in touch with the chair. Get in contact with those parts of your body, starting with your legs, moving all the way up to your back and head. At this moment, really feel that you are being supported while you are doing this exercise. Now, I'd like you to notice your breathing. See how your breath comes into your body, streams down into your lungs, and goes back out of your body again. Notice how cold air travels in and down your lungs, and how warm air travels out. Remember, do not change how you are breathing, but just notice how you do it. If you find your mind drifting away to other things, just gently bring it back to noticing your breath. Now, I would like you to notice a bodily sensation that you may have right now. Maybe it's a cramp, an itch, or a heaviness in a muscle. Perhaps it may be in your legs, your arms, your neck, or your back. What I would like you to do is to focus on that bodily sensation and, without trying to stop it or alter it in any way, see if the sensation stays the same or changes in any way. If it does change, just notice it. And if it doesn't, notice that as well. If you find your mind drifting away to other things, just gently bring it back to noticing your bodily sensation. We are now going to look at our attempts to control our unpleasant feelings and thoughts. Let's start with what people tell us to do. Think about what people have told you about controlling your distress. For example, have you ever been told to think more positively? Or have you ever heard someone say, "Don't cry, or I'll give you something to cry about"? Think now about all the things people have suggested you do to reduce your distress. Make a list in your head. Now, I'd like you to think about some of the more destructive things people do to reduce their distress. For example, some people drink to make themselves feel better. And other people gamble. Some procrastinate or avoid doing something. Others try to reduce their interpersonal distress by avoiding people. They might even avoid a loved one. So, think now about the many destructive ways people try to control distressing thoughts and feelings. Now, we would like you to think about a time you tried to make your distress go away. Think of a concrete situation and try to imagine exactly how you're feeling. What did you do to reduce your distress? Now comes the important question. Did this strategy work? Did it work in the short run, but not in the long run? Were you able to get rid of your distress? Think about something that is distressing right now. Pick something that you are really struggling with. Pick some distress that you really want to go away. List all of the things you have tried to do to make that distress go away. And as you do, ask yourself, did that work? Did that get rid of my distress? What many people find is that although control strategies sometimes work in the short run, they often don't work in the long run. We just don't seem to be able to make our distress go away. Don't believe what I'm saying, but look to your experience. You, like all of us, have probably tried many things to make your distress go away. Have you succeeded? Have you yet succeeded in eliminating distress from your life? You may be thinking, well, my distress isn't going away because I'm not trying hard enough. And if I'm having a negative self-evaluation, I just need to think more positively. I need to try harder to think more positively. This is the sort of thing we have been taught. This is the hype. But do we have to believe it? Now, we want you to look at your experience and see if you can control your thoughts. We will do an exercise now so that you can experience trying to control your thoughts. For the next 60 seconds, when I say start, I would like you to not think about chocolate cake. Try as hard as you can. Don't think about it. Ready? Begin. Don't think about it. Don't think about how it smells. Don't think about how it tastes. Okay, stop. How was that for you? Were you able to not think about chocolate cake? Were you able to control your thoughts? Don't believe anything I'm saying here, but notice in your experience how difficult it was to stop thinking something, and that was only for a minute. What happens when you try not to have certain thoughts and feelings for longer periods of time? Our culture tells us it should be easy to control our thoughts. Think of pop music, of the song, you have to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, or don't worry, be happy. Think about the substantial number of self-help books and CDs that try to help you have a positive attitude You would think, with all these books, human suffering would have been eliminated. Yet notice in your experience whether people are really able to control their distress. Are you able to control it? Do you know anyone that leads a distress-free life? Many people at times feel anxious, depressed, lonely, angry, cynical, powerless, not good enough. In your experience, are people succeeding in getting rid of these feelings? Are you succeeding at getting rid of your distressing feelings? We have been taught that we should get rid of bad things. And this seems to work well in the outside world. If we don't like something, say an ugly sofa, we can usually get rid of it. We have used science to cure disease, to have enough to eat, and a comfortable place to sleep. We have had much control over our outside worlds. But what about the world between your ears? What if this private world works completely differently from the outside world? What if in this world the rule is, if you are not willing to have it, you have it? If you are not willing to experience anxiety, you experience anxiety. If you are not willing to feel inadequate, you feel inadequate. Don't believe what I'm saying, but look to your experience and notice that controlling your feelings often doesn't work. But if you can't control your distressing thoughts and feelings, what can you do? You could try harder and harder, but how long have you tried that? Would you like to try harder for a while longer? You could try different strategies. Maybe there is a strategy that you just haven't discovered yet. Or there is another option. Imagine you are having a tug of war with a giant monster. The monster is like your distress. And between you and the monster is a pit. And if you can pull hard enough, you will pull the monster into this pit. Maybe then you will be free of the monster. So you pull harder and harder, but the monster just pulls right back. You struggle, you sweat, you scream with effort, but the monster, he just keeps pulling. The whole time you are pulling, you are doing nothing else. You are not living your life. So what is the alternative? Maybe you can drop the rope. This is the alternative. You can practice dropping the rope and not struggling to change your distressing thoughts, feelings, and sensations. What if, when you let go of your attempts to control, something new can happen? Something creative? Something amazing? Your hands are free to do other things. Now, I would like you to picture this room in your mind. See where in the room you are sitting. Feel the chair underneath you supporting you. Imagine what you will see when you open your eyes, and when you are ready, come back into the room.